This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hello. Welcome to Betch Labs. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Jordana.
And we're recording from my apartment, which is so lovely.
Yes, it's definitely a change from the studio. It's very nice. It's my first time here. Anyway.
you can tell we're really close.
Yeah. You can.
And she's really lazy.
That too. So you live in the Upper West Side, not to give your exact address, but
yeah,
it's far away from where I live.
Right. There's not much, like, not many reasons to come up here other than the podcast and me.
There's a Red Farm, but there's one downtown too.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, moving on. None of you can see the apartment, so I'm not going to talk about it. Okay. So this week there was a solar eclipse.
Yeah.
What'd you do for it?
I sat inside.
You didn't go out?
No, I knew that if I went outside, I'd look at it, and I value my eyes, so.
I thought, I kind of had the same feeling, but I was in the office when it happened, and everyone was, like, going downstairs, and I was like, I'm going to go downstairs. I looked at it for, like, 0.5 seconds and then freaked out. I feel like my vision is blurrier after, but it could just be in my head.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of things that, like, a lot of people looked at it stupidly. I mean, right. I know that if I went outside, I would have looked at it, which is why I didn't.
I went outside and I just thought I borrowed someone's like glasses also after like some people on the street. People were being very nice, sharing their glasses.
Yeah, it's a very unifying.
It was just like not, it was definitely like underwhelming.
I agree. I only saw pictures, but like I think that unless you're in the, like the totality area where it goes dark, truly dark, it's like not that cool.
It was just the kind of thing where I was like, this is not. Like, if no one told me that there was going to be an eclipse today, I would just not notice anything at all.
Yeah, because
it wasn't, like, dark. They said it was supposed to be dark out. It was not.
It's only dark in the areas where it's totally blocked, like in Oregon and, like, South Carolina.
Like, that would have been cool, but...
It's so, like, I find it interesting, but, like, it wasn't... I don't know. It was underwhelming in photos.
Yeah, it was definitely hyped up. And everyone put up the same fucking blurry picture of like a crescent moon and whatever. Like that, it just doesn't look that cool.
Right. It just looks like the normal day. Like I could go outside and look at the sun. Not right. That I would do that. But
if I were like normal, the meteorologist or whoever the fuck is like in charge of talking about these things, I would make a pact to not say anything until the day after and then see who even noticed.
Yeah.
And then be like, hey, guys, just so you know, there was a solar eclipse yesterday and you guys missed it.
Right. And you had no clue. And also, I think a lot of people would suffer less eye damage because like on a regular day, most people are not trying to like look at the sun for kicks. But on this day, why do you decide that that's like, a good idea? Right. Why is this night different from all other nights? Like, why do you have to look at it just as everyone tells you not to?
Is it that there wasn't another eclipse since 1978 or is it that you couldn't see it in all 50 states?
I think it's the second thing you said because there's eclipses like all the time.
Oh, okay. So then again, one less reason to give a shit. I guess no one really cares anymore since it was 2 days ago. But still.
Right. Everyone just, it was one of those things where like everyone freaked out and it wasn't even that scandalous.
Yeah, I agree.
Like it's predictable. Anything you can predict is like not that, sort of not that cool.
I think it would have been cool if it like looked cool, really cool. It just like didn't.
Or if you were cool. Okay, like I watched it on TV, like where the cool places were. Mm-hmm. It was like for like 5 minutes. It was as if like the sun like set and rose in
that's
like,
cool.
5 minutes.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Right, so it was like
that's
night cool. For like 4 minutes or 6 minutes.
Should have gone to one of those places.
Yeah, you want to fly to Oregon for that?
I don't know.
They were like interviewing people. You know how they're like, oh, like what are you like? You know, where'd you come from? There was one person, like one, like there were these. Whatever, this couple that were camping out for 4 days in advance of the eclipse, which
that's
I don't understand.
Nuts.
Like, you know when the eclipse is going to happen. Right. Why do you need to come early?
Maybe they just, like, wanted to go camping, and this was, like, their excuse.
For 4 days. They're like, we're huge
I've
nerds.
Never been camping. Is that a bit? Is that a long time?
Well, I went glamping this past weekend.
Oh, wow.
Did I not tell you? Oh,
no, you didn't.
I don't think I told you that. Oh, I have a question. Yeah. I went glamping, and, I mean, that's very different than camping, because, like, everything is, like, much nicer.
I can't see you, like, being into camping.
No, but
you're
this
a little high
fun.
Maintenance for that.
But this was actually really fun.
Yeah.
Because there was, like, a bed. Like
where is the bed? In a tent?
In a tent that's like set up for you. And the tent's not on the ground. It's on like a wood platform.
Okay.
So you're not like touching the ground. And like the tent's very like heavy duty. So it's not like anything can really get like into it.
So on a scale from like real camping to like staying in a hotel,
what I mean,
is this?
It was definitely not a hotel. But like there's like a
Did
bed.
Did you catch your own food?
No. Bring food. Bring food. And like there's like a fire pit.
Okay.
And like a table.
That sounds kind of cool.
And chairs. It was so fun. You should do it. I'll tell you about it.
Were you not on your phone?
There wasn't really good service. Like I could text and email, but I couldn't look at Instagram or upload to Instagram.
Wow.
And I couldn't like do anything like with data.
So like, what's the point of going?
Well, I uploaded my Instagram stories the next day.
Got it.
I saved them.
Now it's all coming together.
Yeah. Did you not see my Instagram stories?
No, I did.
Cool,
I was confused.
You're like, where the fuck is she?
Was it one night or two?
One night. I don't know.
Did you do two?
I could have done two, but I wouldn't have done three. Okay. One was perfect.
And definitely not four.
Yeah. One was perfect.
I feel that way about skiing.
Yeah.
Like I can't really do, I don't like going more than one day.
Right. Right. You
and
like
I actually,
it?
Can I be honest? I don't even really like going one day. I go, like every time I go skiing, I'm like, oh, I forgot. I hate skiing.
Right.
But like I forget and it like seems really cool in theory. You're like going to the top of a mountain, you're riding down. But like the effort that it takes to like get
do
to that
skiing?
Point. It's just like totally not
well,
worth it.
Well, you know
it.
How much
you have to put on like 15 layers of clothes. You have to rent like expensive equipment. You have to buy an expensive lift ticket. You're like fucking freezing up there. You're like, where are my poles?
Yeah.
Blah,
there's
blah,
water
blah.
In your
you're,
shoes.
You're like falling. It's like, oh, and then you're on this dangerous path where like you could totally just paralyze yourself.
And you don't even get tan.
Exactly. You don't even get tan. You're cold. Your nose is probably running. Let's be honest.
Jordana, you know how much I love skiing.
Yeah. Sammy and I went skiing in college and, that was an experience I don't think you had been before.
No, you, that right. was like it was my first time.
Right. And you were not great and your attitude was equally not great.
No, my attitude was I loved it. I really like skiing. I'm just not good at it. If I were good at like, because I didn't start doing it when I was young enough. So if I had started earlier, I would have maybe.
Is that the excuse people give?
No, it's true. If you start like when you're like three, like we have a friend right. who started when she's three. And like you're really good at it. If you don't start till you're 20, you don't like know how to do it.
I just don't think it's fun to like potentially ski into a tree and die.
Right.
For like, and
remember
it's like not
when,
even that fun.
Right.
I don't know.
When
but
the
then
mom
I
from the Parent Trap died skiing.
Yeah, it was fucked
so
up.
So
very scary.
Right. But lots of people ski all the time and they're fine.
No, skiing is like fine, but like usually it takes me a couple of years to forget that I hate it. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go skiing.
So you go every few years.
I've been skiing since I was like in fifth grade. I would
right.
say
you
like
skied young enough to know how to ski.
I go like once every 2 years because that's how long it takes me to forget that I don't like it.
Right. I like it. I just, I'm not good at it. So like no one would want to ski with me.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Bad.
So when Sammy was on the mountain, she was skiing down and then she like fell. She was falling many times. It's your first time. That's natural.
Yeah.
But she fell and she was like, and I was like, okay, just get up. Or just like hold your skis and like slide down the mountain. She's like, forget it. I'm not coming down. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess like I'll leave and you can just start a family up here. Cause like there's not like the option is to not go down. Like that's the only other option. Like you just start a life at the top of the mountain.
Right.
Or you somehow just like fucking go down.
Right. Right. That's what's like a little scary about it is like if you go too far with it and you're like.
You have to go down. There's no like options. You can't go up.
Right, you could wait for the snow patrol.
That seems like an equally unappealing option.
You can send flares or something.
Do you ski with flares?
No.
I don't think that many people ski with flares.
No, yeah, no. I mean,
yeah,
I would
you have
love
to just
ski.
Do it.
I'm definitely going to go skiing this winter, and I'm going to suck at it, but I'm still going to go.
And then you're like, yeah, so you like can't get down, and then you're like sweating in your like
oh, yeah.
jacket because
forgot
you're like so, 'cause you're like so panicked, and it's like...
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's a lot of
yeah,
it's a lot of temperatures. It's a lot of emotions.
It's a long day.
I'll probably go skiing again.
You don't want to go?
Like, I didn't go this year, so it's been 2 years. So like maybe
so you're almost ready.
Yeah, I'm
although
almost...
you seem to remember right now that you hate it, so you're maybe not ready yet.
That's true. Okay. Anyway, it's I would fun. Go for a day. I would go
yeah.
for a day. At the
right.
end of the day, I'm like, okay,
you do burn
I just
calories.
I'd like to get a massage.
Yeah, you can get a massage after. I also like the. Après ski thing where you
yeah
like
that
eat.
I'm into
yeah I also yeah you burn a lot of calories it's good it's a good workout
yeah no it is a good workout I think there are other ways to get a good workout without like that range of emotions and all that gear and all that it's very
and
expensive
money.
And money
yeah and also people are such ski snobs I don't have time for them
Yeah, I'm a beach snob.
I'm only not a ski snob because I don't have the option to be a ski snob. Let's be honest.
Tell those ski snobs to
shut the fuck up.
Wait till the summer and then I'm going to out tan them. Yeah. Tan snob.
Yeah. I know that you guys, the audience, can't see Jordana, but she's very, very dark. Like,
this is my August color.
Yeah, like she's wearing a black shirt and I can barely tell where the shirt ends and she begins.
Thank you, Sammy.
Yeah, you're so good.
It's always fun to come here and get complimented.
Yeah. Well, you know, you come to my apartment more, you'll get more compliments.
Well, maybe I'll be back.
Compliment jar here.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Anyway, so this week, a German cops confiscated $46,000of Trump-shaped ecstasy pills that were in a car.
Yeah.
Which is like...
How do you even think they got a mold of his face?
I don't know. It's a lot of... It's just like a very funny thing to do. It's like you're already running the huge risk of like having these ecstasy pills. And then like, I feel like that would make the high very frightening.
But it's not like the shape really matters.
I guess, but just like the association.
Right. Well, maybe. I guess no one in Germany is really a Trump supporter. I think they hate him there.
Do they?
Yeah. He has like beef with their prime minister or president, whatever.
What's her name Merkel. Again? Yeah. Merkel.
He doesn't like her because she's not hot enough.
It's true. Angela Merkel.
It's true.
She's a four.
Yeah. Literally, she's a four. I mean, and he, you know, that's how he bases his opinions of people. Yeah. He's pretty messed up. Did you see his like rally?
No, but I read about it.
It was
crazy. It's kind of weird with him. It's like I want to stay informed, but I also am terrified of watching him.
Same. Sometimes like I'll be seeing him on the TV as I was just watching before you came over, and I'm like my face is literally just like,
I kind of just want to pretend. Most of the time I feel like I just kind of want to pretend that he's not president.
Right. Well, that's like called denial.
Just go about my day as
so if. You have not even reached the anger stage of grief.
I was saying. Like, I think I like reached all the stages in the few days after he was elected. And then now I'm just like, for the sake of my sanity, I need to like not.
I feel that
I need
too.
To like dissociate a little bit.
I feel that too.
I'm in like survival mode.
Right. Right. Agreed. Sometimes like I find that I like. The way that I feel is like sort of like when you're having like a nervous laugh.
Yeah.
Like you're just too scared. So you just like have to laugh and like make fun of it. But like it's actually quite frightening.
I feel so that. I
think he's a very scary man.
The best way to cope with things as you, so dear listeners, is to just pretend they're not happening and then deal with it later.
Yeah. Or just like, look, like the chance, like the truth is like, yeah, you could like call your senator and you can do stuff, like you can do all those things and you totally should do those things, including subscribe to the Betches Sup.
Oh, yeah.
Which is our newsletter email. It's very funny. And we pretty much mock the president and all the goings on a thrice weekly basis.
How do they sign up?
They can go to betches.co/sup signup, as in S-U-P, sign up, all one word, no spaces.
You won't regret it.
You won't regret it. It's very funny. Or you can follow,
unless you love Trump, in which case you will definitely regret
it. Yeah. Or you can follow the Betches Sup on Instagram. Our handle is @betches_sup, S-U-P.
Check it out.
Yeah. And you can get the sign up link through the link in bio.
Link in bio.
#ad. Okay.
So we're actually here in Sammy's new apartment. And it's really great. And she has this amazing frame picture that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, it's a giant Absolute Vodka poster by Andy Warhol.
It's amazing.
But you know who framed it?
Who framed it?
Framebridge.
I love Framebridge.
Framebridge.com. Have you guys ever heard of it? It's like the easiest thing ever. All you have to do is upload your photo or like your picture or whatever from your computer.
Or even your Instagram feed, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's very, very modern. Or you could just take like a regular painting or a picture you have and you mail it into them. And they have an expert team and they will custom frame it in like a few days and they'll deliver it back to your door ready to hang. And the best part about this is that their prices start at $39 and all their shipping is free. They even offer you a happiness guarantee, which is, you know, like pretty much you'll never get that anywhere else in life other than framebridge.com. So for any reason, if you're not satisfied 100% with your order, they'll fix it for you and you can get another one.
If you use the code Betches, you can get 15% off your first order at framebridge.com.
Yeah. And if your price is only $39, then that's like a really cheap frame.
Yeah, so you should get started today framing your photos.
Yeah, and by cheap, we mean really nice, but inexpensive. Good value, which you like never get these days because this is America and everyone's trying to cheat you out of your money.
except for framebridge.com.
Yep, except framebridge.com.
So go to framebridge.com, use the promo Betches, get 15% off. That's framebridge.com, promo code Betches.
Yeah, we love Framebridge, and you will too. We would also love to talk about The Bachelor in Paradise of last night, which was very good. I really love that show. Or at least the first half was good. The second half was like time waster. But you should listen to our new podcast, The Bachelor Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, if you're one of those people. And you can also probably find it on Betches.com.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We talk exclusively about The Bachelor.
Yeah. So we're not going to talk about it here because you should find that.
Yeah,
that
and it'll podcast. Be up later today. So check it out.
Yeah.
Or like and now. I don't know what time you're listening to this.
Yeah, and we love the show. So love Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good. I would watch it again, even.
I wouldn't go that far. But
I want to check
it out. What else are you watching? Have you watched Game of Thrones?
I am 2 episodes behind on Game of Thrones. Can you just tell me what's happening? I don't care if you ruin it.
You really? Oh, I don't want to ruin it for the listeners. Do you think
I
guess.
If you didn't watch it, stop listening at this moment and fast forward a few minutes.
Yes.
What's happening? Here's the thing. I need to watch it with someone who can explain to me what's going on.
You just watch it with Wikipedia next to you.
Yeah, but then I start reading everything else on my phone and my...
Yeah, whatever. You got to pay attention. That's the key to, like, understanding. It's just paying... I know it's hard for you.
You know I'm very good just at paying attention. Just take an
Adderall
and
then watch Game of Thrones. You get all the details. I don't know. Game of Thrones. It's fucking worth it. It's like, I used to take it to, like, listen to study history for, like, history class.
Well, that is the reason a lot of people take Adderall.
But it's... what I'm saying, it's like, this is kind of like just learning a history that didn't actually happen.
Right. It is very historic. But fake.
Yeah, I mean, there's no dragons as far as I know.
Wait, so what? Wait, what happened?
So
I saw there was like a big war.
Right, so they try to go like kidnap this seems like a weird kind of stupid plan. A White Walker? They try to kidnap a White Walker.
Who does? John and Dany?
John and like his other like northern friends.
Which ones?
And Jorah.
Oh, Jorah.
And the redhead wildling guy.
Okay.
And some other guy I forgot about. So they go
the redhead wildling? Is that? Who is that?
I forgot what his name is.
Okay.
I'm not good with names. A lot of characters on this fucking show.
That's why I'm so confused.
Anyway,
about.
So they go and they try to kidnap a White Walker so they can bring it back and show it to Cersei so she can like know that they exist and they can all unite to fight the White Walkers. I really don't think the show needs the White Walkers, TBH.
Yeah, they do. That's like the moral lesson of the show that if everyone just stopped fighting,
just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could totally party with the White Walkers.
But it's like they're all fighting over like who's gonna rule, but it doesn't really matter who's gonna rule if there's like winter and everyone's dead. I think that's like kind of the end lesson.
Yeah.
And this is from a girl who doesn't know what the fuck is going on the show.
All the world needs is a nice like alien invasion and we'll all just come together and forget race,
nothing,
creed, everything.
Nothing
like
unites
that.
People like a common enemy. You know that.
Gotta get an alien in here.
Yeah. In the real world.
Yeah, in the real world. That's the lesson, I guess, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Or just pick someone to hate that's outside of the person you're fighting with and you guys can get along.
Right. That's probably why Trump wants to go to war with North Korea. Because like everyone can agree they're shitheads.
It all comes together. Game of Thrones really explains everything.
I do think it does. It's like you wouldn't have such a show like that that's so like big if it wasn't like
universal. Yeah. It's like a masterpiece. Yeah. It's great.
It's a masterpiece that really requires an Adderall to absorb.
Or just like fucking pay attention. Watch it twice. Sometimes
okay.
I do that.
Okay. Here's
I didn't even finish the. See, you can't.
Over.
We can't even get me just telling you about it.
right.
Okay. So. They go to kidnap a White Walker. They're obviously like are like stuck and surrounded by like these millions of White Walker things. And then somehow they send like the guy, I forgot his name also, but he's like Robert Baratheon's bastard son. And they send him to go like tell them to tell Dany to come save them. So he like runs back. It takes him like 20 minutes. Usually it takes them like 3 years. Whatever. He somehow gets back to the wall.
Right. Like imagine if you had to just like travel like
by
for
foot
a year,
and horse.
Nothing happens. Like on their lifespans are like 30 minutes. So like how do they even get anywhere?
It's a very stressful life in Game of Thrones world. Gosh. Westeros.
Yeah.
Anyway. So
I can't get past that. How stressful their lives must be. Like imagine if you just had to like fight all the time to like be alive.
Louis C.K. has a really funny bit about
that. Oh, I love that one.
You know, like, where he's like,
you have a tiger chasing after you.
I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love that one.
So
I'm trying to start
Danny comes in, she swoops in with her dragons, she like burns the shit out of a ton of White Walkers.
Oh.
And then the White Walker King guy like takes a spear and basically like kills one of the dragons.
A dragon died.
Yes.
Which one? I don't care.
I don't know the difference. They all look the same.
Don't they have names?
I don't know their names. I'm not that big of a loser.
Anyway. Yeah, you were a fan of the show.
I am, but I'm not like, I'm like a cool fan. I'm not like a fucking like sitting in my mom's basement like wearing all the clothes fan.
Are you sure?
I think so. I don't know any of these names, so like I think so. I think that's an indication. Okay. Anyway, he kills the dragon. The dragon like goes beneath the ice, and then like John is like so thankful. He says he's gonna like pledge allegiance to
Danny. To Danny. Did he bend the knee?
Well, he's like in bed. He's all injured and shit. But like basically told her there's a lot of sexual tension going on.
Yeah.
Nothing like happened yet, but they held hands.
I saw the meme of them holding hands.
Yeah.
It was very dark. Could barely tell, but I knew.
The show is very dark.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can you just add some brightness, please?
Right? It doesn't go with the color scheme. So in conclusion, the White Walkers, you know how like when you kill someone, then you can make them into a White Walker? So now it's like a fucking dragon White Walker.
Oh, that's cool.
They brought it back to life, and that was like the end of the show.
Oh, so now we have like the ultimate weapon, the dragon White Walker.
Yeah, but not the dragon White Walker.
Can Danny still control it? We don't know.
I feel like probably not.
Oh, so this is like the ultimate enemy.
This is like
going to
be that's what I think the finale, which is next week, is going to be a big showdown.
Oh God,
for that.
I better catch up before then.
Well, you're going away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Iceland.
Have an amazing time.
Thanks. I think that is like a pretty Game of Thrones-y place too.
I think that you could see a lot of Game of Thrones like places there. I forgot which ones.
Really?
You should look it up.
Oh, definitely. Anyway, check that out.
Let's do a couple Dear Betches.
Okay, cool.
We spend a lot of time talking about this stuff, but it's also very exciting, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway.
Dear Betches.
Oh, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches. Obligatory praise. I've been a fan since the Betch List first came out. I remember sitting around my sorority house reading the Betch List out loud to each other. I've always thought you all were hilarious, but it's been an awesome surprise to see the brand mature and expand. Thank you. I'm bad at transitions, so I'll get right to it. I have a group of friends from college. We all live together. We had a group chat. We go on trips together. You know the deal. Back in our senior year, one of our friends got a new boyfriend and started spending very little time with us and nearly all of her time with him. She did a number of things that bothered our whole group, so since I was the closest with her, I tried to say something to her on behalf of all of us. Unfortunately, it all went over her head. She just got really defensive and wouldn't listen. From that point on, she treated me really differently, always making little digs, shooting down any ideas that I had, and sometimes just straight up insulting me to my face. Fast forward a few years later, we all graduated and scattered across a few different cities, but the group is still tight. This one particular friend is still dating the same guy and has basically changed all of her interests to align with his, so we don't really have anything in common anymore. I have plenty of friends that don't like the same things as me, but we make it work. However, this girl, she's constantly judging me, making comments about the way I spend my time, who I spend it with, and shows little to no interest in keeping in touch with me. I basically only hear from her when she needs a group of girls to show up at an event with and take an Insta with. And she guilts me into spending a lot of money at a place I would never set foot in otherwise. She does this to all of the other girls in my group, but not nearly as harshly or as often as she does it to me. Even though I've talked to all the other girls about how she bullies us and makes us feel bad about ourselves, I know that there is no chance any of them would stop being friends with her. They're scared of her. I would try talking to her, but in the past it hasn't gone well. She doesn't take criticism well. I feel like I'm sick of trying with her and I just want her out of my life. I'm too old to be making time for people that bring nothing but stress. However, I don't want to make things awkward for my entire friend group. What do you do when you love all your friends except one who is making you miserable? Should I totally just stab Caesar? Was this too long? Yes, I know, and I'm sorry. But I think you needed all of the details. This is an issue I've been sitting on for quite some time. I don't really feel like I can be completely honest with my friends about this, so hopefully you betches can help. Sincerely, Betch and Wieners.
I think I have some advice for her.
Okay.
It's basically like, yeah, this girl is probably like mad annoying and you don't want to like deal with all of like the shit she puts you through, but like it would really benefit you to just sort of let it go and like ignore it. Like, it doesn't seem like the kind of thing that you can like solve through any sort of particular action. It doesn't seem worth it to cause like issues for someone who shows up like once in a while.
Okay, I agree and I disagree. I think that you can do a casual phase out.
Yeah.
On your own. But I wouldn't like make it a thing. I wouldn't
that's
like,
what I mean.
Right. I wouldn't like make an announcement that this is happening.
Yeah.
But especially since you are an adult, you definitely don't have to be friends with her, but I wouldn't like make it into a thing that you're not friends. I would just like stop hanging out with her. Like if she's going to a thing, just like don't go.
Or go and just
don't hang out with her. Or
like if she, don't get into it with her. Just like be friendly-ish and like just don't make it. I feel like this is one of those things where it's like you just
don't make it weird.
Like, yeah, don't make it weird. Like you're all growing up and like, look, if she has this boyfriend still, like, are they going to get married soon? And like when she gets married, she'll maybe like kind of go off and like do her own thing even more. And like, you know, I just feel like it's one of those things like it's annoying now, but you're probably not gonna be friends with her in 5 years or 10 years.
Don't hang out with her alone. And like if you're she's in a big group, just like talk to your other friends.
Yeah. Or just like talk to her in a little bit, like
you right, but if she invites you to an event, you don't have to go if you don't like her.
Yeah,
you could just say you're busy.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't like make it a thing about how you don't like her, because like at this point, also like who cares?
Yeah,
unless she like were to ask you straight up, like, why don't you want to hang out with me? Then you can vocalize that to her and just be like, I really don't feel like our friendship is like
that
is solid
that deep
or like, deep, and I like don't want to, and I don't this and these things bother me about you. But I think if she doesn't ask, then just like don't hang out with her, because you clearly don't enjoy her presence, and like there's no reason as an adult to like be around people who don't like make you happy.
Right. I mean, we talk about this ourselves like a lot, that like as like you get older, like you don't need to be best friends with everyone just because like you always were best friends with them, and because you're affiliated with them through a group of other people. Like you're like the older you get, like each relationship is more important, that it's like good and solid, and like you don't need to have like as many fake friendships that you don't want to have. Like there's no need for that. I was actually reading this article in like the New York Times. Have you heard of it?
No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So it was like an article about like why it's like hard to make friends after like age 30. Like,
oh, real I think Did I've heard of that? I think I actually have read that.
It like definitely like was promoted on Facebook or something, because it came up for me a lot. Yeah. And it was like basically saying that like as you get older, like people have less, like more priorities of like their own, like their family, their job, like close friends that they really care about. And like your time becomes like more valuable and like less available, because it's not like you're like sitting in college in the sorority house, like reading betches posts to each other all day.
And you
day.
Need like a shit ton of friends.
Right. You don't need all these friends. You just need really good friends who are.
Right. It doesn't actually sound like your other friends are that great either, if you can't really talk to them about this.
Well, maybe. I don't know. She didn't give enough details about the other friends, but I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like you should. A good hallmark of friendship is like the ability to be honest and like share intimate things. And this seems like something that's like important to you. And you should find someone that you can talk to about it.
Right. I don't really get why they seem to not see what you see, but I don't know. Maybe there's some other reasons. Anyway, the slow casual phase out. Just be fake nice when you see her. You don't need to be close with her. You don't need to share intimate secrets. Just like, do what you gotta do.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we have time for another Dear Betch, so we'll have to save that one for next week. But let's play some games.
Great.
Okay. These games come from
Eliza.
From Eliza, who gave us great games last week and is giving us even better ones this week. She said those weren't hard enough, which I kind of.
Yeah, you kind of agree.
I kind of agree. Do you want to start?
Yeah. Okay, shoot, fuck, marry, Brad Pitt, Chris Pratt, Ben Affleck. This is the divorce separated guys edition.
I think I would marry Chris Pratt because he's really funny.
Uh-huh.
I'd have sex with Brad Pitt because he's like an icon.
Yeah.
Cultural icon. And I'd shoot Ben Affleck because he's a fucking asshole.
I would do the exact same thing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like maybe don't sleep with the nanny.
Right. Maybe you don't. Yeah.
Maybe. And Jennifer Garner just seems fantastic.
Yeah. She's a lovely girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brad Pitt doesn't seem like the most amazing husband.
Yeah.
He seems a little bit self-absorbed.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure he's fine. I think everyone has, like, their moments. But, like, Chris Pratt would probably just be, like, the most entertaining person to be with on a daily basis.
Yeah. Do you want to do the next one?
Sure. Shoot, BFF, party with. Okay, let's do shoot BFF party with their wives, Angelina Jolie, Anna Faris, and Jennifer Garner.
Okay, probably shoot. No. Party with. No.
I think I would
be BFF with Anna Faris.
Yeah, I agree. She's funny also. Is that the equivalent of marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, because it's the most, like,
I think I'd party
intimate.
With I think I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Party with Anna Faris and be BFF with Jennifer Garner. Because I feel like Jennifer Garner would be like a really nice friend.
No, I'd party with Angelina Jolie. She's a maniac. She'd probably be really fun. I know we just said Jennifer Garner was great, but I might have to kill her.
Yeah, I feel like I would be Jennifer Garner's friend, party with Anna Faris. And shoot Angelina Jolie. Because you don't know what she might do. I know you've always been a long time Angelina Jolie fan. Like, I sort of associate that with you a little
really?
Bit.
Really?
Yeah, like, you've always loved her.
I'm a little team Angelina.
You are.
I don't know why. I can't really put my finger on it. There's nothing that she, like...
Like, I feel like you've been team Angelina for, like, 10 years.
I like kidding. Her.
Like, I know your opinion on her.
Yeah, I'm like, a big fan.
Solidly.
Now you guys all know, too. Big fan, yeah. Angelina Jolie fan. I'm going to party with her. She does scare me a little bit. I don't know if I'd want her to be my BFF.
Yeah, that's why I'd shoot her.
I like being friends with funny people, so I think Anna Faris would be a great friend. And I'm sorry. I do like Jennifer Garner a lot. If she were in with some other people, she might not be shot. Right.
See, I feel like Anna Faris would be funny, so I'd want to party with her. And Jennifer Garner would be, like, a nice, solid friend, unlike the girls in the former Dear Bachelor. So maybe I would want to be friends with her.
That's
and
fair.
And then Angelina, like... I don't know. You never know what you're going to get with her. And I really like to stay away from risky people. So, you know.
That's fair.
You know I don't like people who, like, are unpredictable.
Yeah.
I can understand that. They freak me out. You don't know what they're
going to do. It would give you anxiety.
Yeah. I don't like people like that where you can't really trust them.
I feel that.
It's uncomfortable.
All right. Let's do one would you rather.
Okay.
And.
Oh, there's a lot of really good ideas here.
Why don't you pick one?
Oh, my God. That's so hard. Okay. Would you rather date a rich guy with a micro penis or a broke guy with an average penis? A broke guy with an average penis.
What exactly is a micro penis?
It's like really small. Google
like
it.
Smaller than like your pinky?
I think hard? It might be the size of your pinky hard.
Okay.
That's what I imagine. If it's micro.
If it's micro.
Ew. Like, ew. You can look at that. Come on. Picture that on a human.
How rich is he? I'm just... Is
billions.
He nice?
Billions.
Okay, is this the same guy? It's just one is really rich. Like it's the same. It's
so.
The same guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One is just really rich, and one is broke, and they look the same and they act the same.
Yeah,
they just have different penis sizes.
We're assuming that they are desirable personality wise.
This is tough.
I really feel like I could not handle like
a micro penis.
Looking at a micro penis
for the rest of your life.
But I could handle like being the breadwinner.
Yeah, I could see that. I think I would choose that, but it would like.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
I just
neither
know,
are ideal.
Look, as much as I, you know, we love money, but but I hear that money doesn't buy happiness, and I think people are right about that.
That's
so,
true. We'll have to.
Know,
we'll support
a nice
the
big penis. On the other hand,
we'll have to. You can't get that in stores. Yeah. I guess you can, but
you can't get money in stores.
You can't get a real one in stores.
Yeah, true.
That's fair.
Right, like you know, money doesn't buy happiness, but like. A good husband and like good
and there's
sex.
Nothing you can really do about that, whereas like
they
a
can
broke
make money.
Guy can eventually make money, right. Although I guess that doesn't really make sense for the hypothetical,
right.
These were really good. Please send us more to slapped@betches.com.
This is actually a good question. Can we
okay.
just answer
one more?
Okay. Would you rather relive your most embarrassing moment once or embarrass yourself in a small way every day?
I think I would rather relive my most embarrassing moment and get it over with.
Me too. Agreed.
I don't like the con like the term in perpetuity just scares me in general because it means forever.
Yeah.
And I don't like things that last forever.
Right.
Anything that lasts forever with
really?
No sign of change.
Really?
Yeah.
What about getting married and lasting forever?
That's a scary thought. I mean, like I could probably deal
what
with it.
What if you liked it? What if
but
you liked
it's
your
also,
husband?
What?
What if you liked your husband
I'm
the
sure
time?
Like I in my when I think of marriage, I assume I'll like my husband. That's
no, I
like,
mean the whole time. Like,
yeah,
what if you
I mean,
liked him the whole time?
Predict.
Would you be against it being forever if you liked him the whole time?
No, but that's a very hard thing to predict. Most people don't like their spouses all the time. And I understand.
No, no, no.
That's
I
like,
mean, like you like him more than you don't like him on a consistent
yeah,
basis.
I mean, I can deal with that. I'm just saying the thought is a little terrifying. But like
anything
that's
forever.
Forever is like forever's a long time.
Right. Like Sharpie markers.
It's a long time.
Shit.
Yeah. Perfect. And on that note.
Email us.
Yeah. Email us at slapped@betches.com. These were really good. We're always looking for new games to play.
And questions to answer.
And Dear Betch questions to answer. And thanks for listening.
Yeah. Now we're going to go record our Bachelor podcast. So you guys should tune into that.
Yes.
Okay, remember, bye. Did you give the email to email us? The email to email us.
I did. I said slappedatbetches.com.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah.
Slappedatbetches.com again.
In case you didn't hear it.
We hear you're supposed to repeat those sort of things a lot so that people understand.
Slappedatbetches.com.
Yep. All right. You heard it here twice. All right. Bye.
Bye.